Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your Next Best Self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. This month, we'll be focusing on all matters, embrace equity, give access digitally to all, to ensure gender equity, to ensure development, and more than anything, to ensure that people anywhere in the world become their next best selves because opportunities are available for them to be so. So the last podcast, we talked about feminine genius, and I want to continue to build on that and continue to make reference to this letter that I made reference to from St. Pope John Paul II to women. And in the last podcast, I talked and really spoke to women who are mothers. Today, I want to speak to women who are wives. And to quote his letter, he says, "Women who are wives, thank you. You irrevocably join your future to that of your husband's in a relationship of mutual giving at the service of love and life." I think like most beautiful things, marriage is a mystery, especially from the onset. So I have found, because of helping a lot of couples prepare for marriage, prepare for their wedding, that you have to go through the I would say the courtship phase, where you're just totally in love with your spouse. And then you say the vows. And I find that after saying the vows and the graces that come from really God, you and your husband, then what happens is that then those vows are tested. And I have had the privilege of seeing couples who have worked at their marriages. But I dare say that the wife's role in a marriage is so fundamental that when she gives up, then the marriage is in a bad place. And when she continues to find ways to ensure that her husband is engaged, find ways to work at it, encourage him to also do the same, because it takes two to tango. But I want to say that women who are wives create a space in the home, that the home, the hearth of the home, is really created by a woman. There's a program we used to run, and it's coming back soon, Brides for Life, Wives for Life. And we had a whole module on converting your house into a bright and cheerful home. And everyone who signed up for that program, which ran for probably almost 10 years, with over 300 women having gone through it, professional women, women in business, who feel that they're not giving it their best from a home perspective, and they want to skill up in terms of their personal skills on marriage and on family. And I just want to honor each and every one of you. And I remember this particular module, most of them would come thinking it's interior deco. Yeah, we're going to learn how to organize our house, color schemes and all. But I was very deliberate when I requested the facilitator to speak about that particular module. So having designed the modules, five of them, I knew exactly what it is I wanted to achieve and to help women achieve, because I had listened to many of them. I had my own struggles also. And so I was like, this program should really address all these pain points. And I remember asking her to speak about the atmosphere that a wife brings into a home. Yeah, that a woman brings into a home. And the atmosphere is part and parcel of her mood, her temperament, her energy, you know, all that makes a difference. And so today I really want to honor women who are wives, and who are wives really doing the best they can to ensure that their marriages and their homes work. I want to honor women who are wives of husbands who are unwell, and they're caregiving, and they're doing so much to ensure that their husbands recover. I think when they say for better or worse, in sickness or health, you know, that place of in sickness as opposed to health is a very hard place. And so I want to honor the women who are caregiving to their husbands, I want to honor the women who are the primary breadwinners. Maybe their husbands were retrenched, their husbands' businesses did not work, or their husbands' careers just didn't take off as they had hoped. And so they are the breadwinners, and at the same time, also the cheerleaders, encouraging their husbands to just try another day and keep going. I think the pandemic really helped us rethink many things, but also brought a lot of pain and struggles. A lot of people lost their jobs, lost their investments, lost their savings. And when I think about the women who are holding the pillars of their homes, and they do it quietly, they don't speak about it, they just carry that load quietly. And they never want to come across as if, you know, they're really being bullish about it. It requires a special kind of humility. And I know a lot of women in that space from the work that I have done. I really want to honor you and to remind you that your hidden work matters. The struggles of helping your husband not lose his esteem, and at the same time carrying the load financially for your home and still honoring him as the leader of the home, and getting him to actually be the leader of the home graciously, wisely, and in a sense with that masculine genius. It takes a special kind of woman to take care of her husband when she's unwell, to carry the load of the home. And I know there are many women across the world who are doing this. I just want you to receive a very warm hug from me. Embrace yourself. Pat yourself on the back. But remember to take care of yourself. I think for a lot of wives, and especially the special wives who I know are going through a lot, and the wives who are trying to make their marriages work, maybe going through a separation, and the wives who are really going through a tormentous marriage, I really want to encourage you this International Women's Day. You're waking up to go to work as if you didn't have a rough night. Seek the help you need. Look for that therapist. Look for that coach, marriage coach, relationship coach. I really want to encourage you to do what it is that you need to fill your cup, because your cup is probably tethering near empty. And E for empty is not where we want you to be. And so this International Women's Day, as you look at your colleagues at work, be kind to them, because you don't know what battles they are fighting and facing in the home front, in their personal lives. You have no idea. So be kind. That's one way of embracing equity. And because that woman is coming to work, you don't know what it is that she's struggling with. You don't know how important this job is. I just want you to be kind. Even as you give her feedback on how she can improve, be firm, but be kind also. Coach her. Show her what it is that is important for her to do. And for those wives who are also unwell, they're the ones who are unwell and they're struggling to recover. And they may be mentally unwell, physically unwell, emotionally unwell, spiritually unwell. I just want to also send a big hug to you. And I hope that you will get the help that you need. And I just want to encourage you that the first help that we ought to look for is the help to help our will rise up. Because when one is unwell, it's easy to give up. But the doctors have told us that those who recover have a fighting spirit and are recovering because they believe they want to be well. They believe they can be well. From what I have seen of the patients who are close to me, close family members and close friends, that will to want to wake up, to recover, is more important than even the drugs and medicines that you're being given, the injections, the treatment. So as I wind down this podcast, I want to honor all the wives all over the world who are doing whatever it takes to build their home, to build their marriages, to take care of the people who live in their families, in their homes. I want to encourage you that it's not over until you say it's over. So look for the help you need. Shine that light on yourself and on others. Take care of yourself. Self-care is really important. Lean on the people who you really trust to help encourage you along the journey. And more than anything, remember that your role as a wife is such a critical role It makes such a difference to those who are around you, who lean on you. And this year, embrace equity by bringing in that atmosphere, that feminine genius that only you can bring into your home, because you are the woman in that home. And that feminine genius includes your personality, your spirit of service, your touch of excellence, the little things you do to show kindness and love to those who you live with. And more than anything, I wish you a really peaceful month ahead, a month that you can have the clarity, which is power, to see how you can continue growing and living that feminine genius. Remember that the lessons you learn on the home front are part of the leadership lessons that you take to the work front. So don't bring yourself down when you think about the hidden work that you do. It's part and parcel of growing your leadership brand, your leadership impact, and your leadership muscle. I look forward to you becoming your next best self. Your feedback to us on how this podcast is helping you embrace equity and embrace your feminine genius. Thank you.